From NPR News, it's Day to Day. We know investing in hedge funds is a risky bet, but for people who bet on two particular funds, the news today for them is really bad. Wall Street giant Bear Stearns says two of its hedge funds are worthless, or nearly so. The funds made big bets on subprime mortgages, and that has disturbing implications both for the bond markets and the larger economy. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace joins us here. What is this bad news? What's it about?
Well, no, the first part is that it has to do with investments in these securities that are backed by subprime mortgages. As more and more of these mortgages have gone bad, there's been an attempt to say about these investments that the damage is limited. But what Bear Stearns did today is possibly blow the whistle on the value of these securities. And while it's not fair to say that they're all worthless, it is fair to say they may well not be worth what people thought they were yesterday. Analyst Richard Beauvais at Punk Siegel in New York told me that that has implications for every other big financial institution that's holding these securities.
If we take a look at Goldman Sachs or Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley or Lehman Brothers or Citigroup or J.P. Morgan or Bank of America, how many of these securities do they own in the portfolios which are now on their balance sheets? And I'll tell you, it's hundreds of billions of dollars worth. And are they valuing those securities properly?
A big question there. If they are not valuing them properly, what?
Well, then those company stocks are in for a big hit, first of all, but that also leads to the wider questions. Pension funds invest in many hedge funds that hold these securities, so they may take a hit, and with it, their pensioners. And there's the historical fact that fear often drives markets, Noah, so rational or not, if investors decide there's a problem here and start selling their securities, it could lead to a market run.
And that could lead to what?
Well, implications for the wider economy. Remember, this hasn't happened yet, but every piece of bad news, and today's was a big one, moves the possibility of wider damage closer. Richard Beauvais says that even if this leads to less of the kind of liberal lending or what they call liquidity that funded subprime mortgage portfolios, that's bad. It's bad for this economy that is already growing rather anemically, even with lots of loose lending.
If we start to pull this liquidity away from the economy, in my view, it won't be able to grow at all. So if there's any truth in it whatsoever, we're looking at the high degree of probability of a recession, and we're looking at what could be a very tough period by the end of this year.
In a timely session this morning, Steve, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke testified before Congress. Did he have anything to say about it?
Not directly, Noah. He said the economy should continue to grow this year, so he doesn't agree with Richard Beauvais about the recession risks. But he did say that there are many risks to that outlook, so watch out. And one last thing about these securities and hedge funds like the ones at Bear Stearns, this is a lesson about leverage, borrowing money to do your investing. If you ever had a mortgage that you put down 10% and your house lost 10%, you lost the whole down payment. That's leverage. That's why hedge funds that use lots of leverage are risky. And so for individual investors and people worried about their pension funds, that's what to watch for.
Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It is produced by American Public Media.